www.thebigfootnetwork.org.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. This is your talk station. Talk 1230 WYTS, Columbus.
CNN Radio, I'm Chris Chandler. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has turned up in Iraq this morning. CNN's Jill Doherty joins us live from Baghdad. Jill, this comes about the same time as a top militant cleric is issuing a last warning, he calls it. Tell us what's up with both of these.
Well, the secretary is here. She's meeting, of course, with officials, and she'll also be honoring Americans who were killed in attacks in the Green Zone. It comes right during this violent confrontation between Muqtada al-Sadr, the Shiite cleric, and the Maliki government. There have been fighting in Sadr City and in Basra and other cities. And the main thing is the government wants al-Sadr to disband his militia. He is refusing, and now Muqtada al-Sadr himself is issuing a final warning. He's saying that there will be open war if the attacks don't stop. But the commander of U.S. forces in central Iraq, Major General Rick Lynch, is warning that if Sadr and the Mahdi army become very aggressive, he says, we've got enough combat power to take the fight to the enemy.
CNN's Jill Doherty live in Baghdad. Thank you. Pope Benedict is due at Ground Zero, New York, shortly. Later today, he'll say Mass at Yankee Stadium. He leaves for home this evening. Gas prices up a nickel this weekend. AAA reporting another new record average this morning, $3.49 for regular unleaded. In New Jersey, meantime, about 70 people bought gas that it turned out was 98% water.
I just sputtered and that was it.
The car just stopped.
Car started shaking first, and it stopped right from here to there.
I'm hoping that they pay me my money back for all the problems that I'm going to end up having with my car.
And no bad gas here. Danica Patrick becomes the first ever female Indy car champ, won Saturday's Indy Japan 300. This is CNN Radio.
If you're looking for a great deal on your next oil change, get in the zone. AutoZone has what you need to keep your engine running, like great deals on Valvoline motor oils. That includes getting 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram oil filter for just $12.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Don't wait. Get to AutoZone today for this smoking hot deal. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Brace yourselves, because I'm going to bring up a subject nobody likes to think about, buying a used car. I know, painful. Well, I've got a painless solution. Honda Certified Used Cars. Their well-maintained late-model Hondas each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then is backed with a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty from the original in-service date and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. They'll even provide a Carfax vehicle history report. Hey, it may be used, but it's still a Honda. See dealer for limited warranty details.
An event in Georgia this weekend, part of a new trend. CNN's Ed McCarthy tells us about that.
The opening of a new ballpark for special needs children comes with all the pageantry. There's the ribbon cutting, then time to play ball. I met Ann Chandler and her son Joe in a wheelchair, in uniform, and ready to go.
Sitting on the sidelines is no fun, and we're ready to get back in there. Start playing.
Joe, what do you think about this? Are you excited?
Yes, very excited.
Ballparks for special needs children are becoming more popular, and many are privately funded, although this field of dreams cost a penny one-time sales tax to fund. Ed McCarthy, CNN, Suwanee, Georgia.
10 million American kids will be off to summer camp this year.
That's the good news. The bad news is that's only 20% of the population of children who are eligible.
American Camp Association President Peter Sergener says it's good for 21st century kids to get away from iPods and cell phones for a while. This is CNN Radio. Write an essay, win a house. CNN's Andrew Spencer says it's happening in New Mexico.
The 3-bedroom, 1-bath home will be given away to one of at least 2,500 essay contest entrants. Tiffany and Todd Lovell, owners of the Los Alamos home, say they'll cancel the contest and return all of the $100 entrance fees if less than 2,500 people submit entries. The Gaming Control Board says the contest might actually qualify as a raffle, a game of luck, which is illegal in New Mexico. Andrew Spencer, CNN.
Dallas forward Dirk Nowitzki says the Mavericks have to figure out how to keep Chris Paul under control.
We got 2 days to sit on this and hope
hopefully, you know, find a way to slow down Paul a little bit.
Paul's 35 points led the Hornets to a Game 1 NBA playoff win over Dallas, Utah, San Antonio, Cleveland, the other Saturday winners. I'm Chris Chandler. This is CNN Radio.
What is this?
This is a screw guide.
Uh-huh.
You put it on top, slide
right.
This over like that.
There you go.
Punch it down. Yeah. Bang. Yeah. 90 degree angle. Don't blink. What are we building today, huh?
Yeah.
It's time to put the power back in your tool collection. Right now at the Home Depot, save $30 to $400 instantly on select power tools from all our top brands. Buy more, save more. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through 4/30 and U.S. only on power tool purchases of $149 or more. See store for details.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents A Word from Your Dipstick.
You know what they say, if you want good advice, ask a dipstick.
That's what they say.
Yes.
I think I'd rather go to a Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer when I need an oil change or anything else.
Well, I guess you want a professional opinion, huh?
Well, the dealer knows my car. You know, I'd much rather talk to them than to a drumstick.
Dipstick.
Sorry.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in, keep going.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of Talk 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of receiving an actual dental exam. Time now for Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 WYTS with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kvitko on Talk 1230 WYTS.
Talk 1230 WYTS. Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Today we're going to be talking about the most frequently asked questions in a dental office. And I don't mean, when are you going to be done? How soon can I leave? I mean the kind of questions that actually relate to dentistry. Now, you know, the way I look at it is we are basically afraid of the unknown, just as a people. So we fear the unknown, meaning if we know what's around the corner, we don't fear walking around that corner. But if we're not so sure, then we might turn around and go the opposite direction. Keep in mind also that as far as I'm concerned, the only dumb question is the one that wasn't asked. And think about that, because it's so true. We've probably all been in a setting where we're at, college classroom or high school classroom, and the instructor or professor asks if anyone has any questions, and nobody raises their hand. But then when they take a break or when class is over, 10 or 15 people run up to the professor and start asking questions. So I think what happens is we're all afraid that we're going to come across as the one that asked the dumb question, or we're going to think that the other folks know the answer and we're the only one that doesn't. So I guess my point is don't be intimidated. If there's something you don't know, you know, feel free to give us a call. Our number is 821-1230. Or you can email us questions at dentallyspeakingontalk1230@yahoo.com. So that's dentallyspeakingontalk1230@yahoo.com. But, you know, let's talk about some of the kinds of things, the things that we do here in the dental office. And you know what? Before I forget, let me give you the question of the day. Our question of the day today is, according to the American Dental Association, what percent of the adult population in the United States does not seek dental care on a regular basis? According to the ADA, what percent of the adult population in the United States does not seek dental care on a regular basis? And, you can call in your guest, you can send in an email with your guest, whichever. All right, so what are some of the more common questions that we hear? One would be, what's a root canal? What's the difference between a crown and a veneer? What's a luminaire? Is a bridge the same as a partial? Are those silver fillings in my mouth safe? Why do I need to have my wisdom teeth extracted? How does fluoride work? What are dental sealants? Why should we fix baby teeth if they're going to fall out anyway? Why do I actually need x-rays? Why can't you use my x-rays from 1 or 2 years ago? Does my insurance pay for that? Or how much does my insurance pay? At what age should I bring my child to the dentist for the first time? If a tooth gets knocked out, can it be put back in? Why should I wear a mouth guard during sports if I have a helmet on? I brush and floss, but always seem to have bad breath. Why is it, and what can be done about it? Why does it take so many shots to get me numb? Now, obviously, it's hard to say, and it may take a while for us to be able to get to all these questions, and in fact, we may not in this hour-long program. So if you're not sure you want to wait to find out if we're going to cover your question, go ahead and give us a call, and we will move your question up to the front of the list. So let me just go back through. You know, root canal. A lot of people have heard about that, and it's something that we fear. In fact, comedians tend to use it as a butt of jokes. They'll say, boy, it was like having a root canal, or like having a lobotomy. And to be honest, I don't think very many people know what a lobotomy is. It's actually where a lobe of your brain is removed. How many people knew that? I don't think a root canal needs to be put in that same category, because to be honest, it's really not that bad. A root canal is basically this. Inside your tooth, which is a hollow, hard container made out of enamel, dentin, cementum, there are nerves and blood vessels inside. They bring innervation, they bring blood in and blood out, and keep the tooth healthy. It's actually living and breathing, so to speak. Well, when that is attacked, either because the tooth is broken, or because there's decay that now has reached the inside of your tooth, the nerve, a root canal has to be done. Otherwise, you're going to be in some serious pain, and a lot of you know what I'm talking about. So what we do is we go in and remove that tissue, which essentially is either dead or dying at that point, and place an inert material, rubber, called gutta percha, and put it inside your tooth and essentially seal up this hollow tooth from the rest of your body. Now, at the very, very tip of your teeth, at the roots, there's this little bitty hole where the nerve and blood vessels had traveled into the tooth in the first place. If that's not sealed, then bacteria can hide inside of your tooth, and your body can't get at them. Because, remember we said there's blood vessels in there? Once those die, there's no longer blood flowing to the inside of your tooth. And so you can take all of the antibiotics you want, and nothing will get to them. The antibiotics will not get to that bacteria. So I have this mental picture in my mind of, like Keystone Cops, running back and forth, and you've ducked into an alley. You're the crook, and these Keystone Cops are running back and forth kind of like crazy, and you've ducked into this alley, and they don't know you're in there. And you're just standing in the alley, kind of dark, looking out at the sidewalk, and you see them go by both directions. They have no clue that you're in there. And in the case of your body here and antibiotics and your hollow tooth root, even if they knew you were in there, they can't get at you. So a root canal essentially just seals up that hole. So anyway, okay, that's the answer to one question. And we're going to go to the phones. And callers from Marysville. Maryland. Okay, Maryland. And I'm trying to remember. Hey, it's, I'm sorry. Okay, Dave. Dave from Maryland. Hey, Dave, you're on the air. What's your question?
Yes, hi, Dr. Cavico. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
I have a question. I want to get my teeth whitened. And I'm not sure exactly what to do because it's between two things. My dentist here in Maryland wants to charge me about $600 to $700 to get them whitened. And I know I can go into the pharmacy and for $35 or $40 get one of those little packets of tooth whitening material and do it at home. Is there a big difference?
Actually, that's a very good question. I should have put that on the list of common questions. Because it is so prevalent, everyone would like to have white teeth these days, and the answer is there's a big difference. The strength of the material, of the gel that you can buy over the counter, is relatively minimal, and it will change the shade of your teeth by possibly 1 to 3 shades. And when your dentist does it, it will change the shade of your teeth to somewhere up to 12 shades different. And 12 shades is pretty significant. Now, 1 to 3 really isn't all that much. Maybe that's the difference between you know, having brushed your teeth and not brushed your teeth. So, I think, to be honest, your money's probably better spent to actually go let your dentist whiten them. You'll be happy with the results. And then, you know what else? Keep in mind, you can keep them white. So, we get this question a lot, too. People want to know, well, how often do I have to have this done? Because, you know, let's face it, $700 is not cheap. But the answer is, you don't have to ever have it done again by your dentist, because once you have it done, I know I do, and they probably will too, make you these little bleaching trays that you'll take home and you'll have, and that's how you'll touch up. That's how, when you look in the mirror and you say, you know, they're looking a little dingy, you can take the gel that they've given you, place them in the trays, put them in your mouth, go to bed two nights in a row, and you'll be right back to that that white color that you obtained by having your dentist do it in the first place.
Well, you know, it's funny. I kind of figured that might have been the answer, but I just wasn't sure. And before I went ahead and did this whole thing, I wanted to make sure. I heard you are the expert, so I really appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Gavico.
You have a good day.
Sure, same to you. Thanks, bye.
That is, you know, and that is a real common question. I'm a little surprised that I left that off my list. You know, and along with that, because we're talking about whitening, the second most common question that I wrote and mentioned this morning is, what's the difference between a crown and a veneer? And see, crowns and veneers are also used to change the appearance of our smile. And what's neat about a porcelain solution is we can pick the color. So let's say you have your teeth whitened, but you don't really think they're white enough. Well, there's nothing that your dentist can do about that, because all whitening does is bring the teeth back to their genetically programmed color. So we're basically taking out whatever stains have been deposited in those pores of your teeth. And if you look at a tooth under an electron microscope, it looks like a honeycomb. There are these little tiny openings, just like a honeycomb. And everything that we eat, like Cheetos, you know, red cabbage, carrots, oranges, it doesn't just have to be tobacco and coffee. And in fact, more often than not, it is those other things. Kool-Aid, grape juice, red wine. Everything that we ingest leaves a little bit of the color behind. And so you can have your teeth whitened, even professionally by me or another dentist, and not be happy. So then you can have a crown or a veneer. And the difference between the two is this. A crown completely covers your tooth. Completely 360 degrees encases your tooth in porcelain. A veneer only covers the outside portion, the part that people see. Think of that as like a fake fingernail for teeth. It does lap over the biting surface a little bit, and it looks very nice, and there's a reason that you would use one over another, but before I talk about that, let me just explain that if you're really looking for a certain shade, a real white shade, you may have to go with the crown in a lot of instances, because the veneers are very thin, and because of that, you can see through them. So if your tooth behind is very dark, it can be real tricky to make a veneer look vibrant, look natural, because you have this dark color showing through. Now, we can put resins behind it that block out that color, but then it also blocks the light out, and it doesn't look as alive, it doesn't look as glassy-like. And so, in that instance, you would want to go to a full-coverage crown. And so, that's your basic difference. Now, you can't have a veneer if you need a crown. So when you go to your dentist and you're wanting to have your smile redone, or you want to have it made lighter, don't go in with a preconceived notion, which might be, I want veneers, because you might be surprised to hear that they're recommending crowns. And on the other hand, if you don't need a crown, you know, I wouldn't, and neither would most dentists do a crown if we could get away with a veneer, because a veneer is kinder to the tooth. Now, along that same line, I think, third question we had was, what is a lumineer? Well, a lumineer is a brand name of a crown. That's all it is. It's just a porcelain veneer. And it's a company that has given their veneer a special name, and they do some of their own marketing, and so people will call in and say, do we do lumineers? Now, why are they doing their own marketing, though? And what makes a lumineer different than a regular veneer? The answer is, not much, maybe nothing. However, lumineers market their version as what are called no-prep veneers. And people like that when they hear that. The lumineer company is claiming that you can put these veneers on teeth that you haven't even prepared. You haven't changed their shape whatsoever. And the honest answer, though, is, and I've spoken with these people, is they do still actually recommend that the teeth be adjusted. And so, again, if you're calling in asking us, do we do lumineers because you think that we can then place veneers on your teeth without having to touch your teeth, you might be unpleasantly surprised when you come to the office. So, but I think it also goes to, you know, why would somebody be so interested in not having their teeth touched? And I think it's because of that fear factor. We talked a few shows ago about fear of the dentist and so on, and what we can do to keep people from being fearful. And when we come back from the break, I think we'll go ahead and we'll talk a little bit more about that. We'll go on to some other questions, plus I have some email questions that we'll read. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Talk 1230 WYTS.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows
Dr. Kvitko and Associates, each patient is my most important patient. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care.
262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Alarm Force is the best value for all of your home security needs. Only Alarm Force gives you live two-way voice free with every home alarm system. Installation is free. Activation is free. Full warranty is free. Zero money down and only $25 a month for monitoring. What's inside your house is important and should be secured. Only Alarm Force makes that so affordable for everyone. Get the peace of mind of knowing your family is protected by the most trusted name in home security. Call Alarm Force today at 1-800-267-2001. And remember, without Alarm Force's live two-way voice security, you're wasting your money.
Call 1-800-267-2001. 1-800-267-2001.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your valve stem cover.
Thank you. No cameras.
No, wait,
applause.
Hold on. You're a what?
A valve stem cover.
A valve stem cover?
Yeah, I cover the valve stems on your tires.
Oh.
Ah, I know your tires inside and out. Mostly out.
Well, thanks, but I'll ask my Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer about tire inflation, rotation, special offer.
Fine, then I'll just keep doing what I do best.
And that is?
Covering valve stems.
Right.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in, keep going.
Now more than ever, your local Century 21 agent is ready to help you find your path home. Start the journey now by visiting your local Century 21 office or century21.com. Century 21, the gold standard.
A message from the National Meningitis Association.
The disease spread so quickly, within hours, my son was dead.
My teen's arms and legs were amputated to save his life.
We didn't know teens and college students are at greater risk from meningococcal meningitis.
We learned about immunization 2 weeks after our son died.
My child did not have to die.
Health officials now recommend immunization for adolescents and college students. Call your doctor to find out about preventing meningococcal meningitis. Don't wait. Vaccinate.
Your income is your most valuable asset. Disability income insurance can protect it if you can't work due to an injury or illness. If you do not have adequate disability insurance, you are playing Russian roulette with your financial future. Don't. A message from the nonprofit Life Foundation.
Talk is cheap, but we're not. We're free. Talk 1230 WYTS.
Smile a little smile for me.
Talk 1230 WYTS. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Today we're talking about the most commonly asked questions in a dental office. And again, I'm not talking about when are we done and can I leave now. We're talking about things like what's a root canal, you know, what's the difference between a crown and a veneer and a veneer and that sort of thing. So, in fact, that's what we were talking about before the break. And we now have... I'm going to interrupt myself and go away from my list and take an email question that came in from Nathan, Nathan from Columbus. Nathan's question is, should I have my impacted wisdom teeth extracted even if I'm not having any discomfort? And, you know, we do get that question a lot. That's a very good question because it does seem like all it is, your dentist just wants to take teeth out for no reason, right? I mean, it's like it's not hurting you. You don't even know they were there. But it's being recommended to you that they be removed. Well, let me tell you that when we take a panoramic x-ray, we get those teeth on this film, and we can see what they're up to. We can tell if there's room for them to come in. We can tell, are they laying sideways or backwards or upside down? Are they pushing on the back of the good teeth? And, you know, if we can see that your jawbone is too small for them to ever come in, we know they're going to be impacted. They're only going to be trouble. And so, therefore, yes, they do need to be removed. Now, why would the... What would I mean when I say trouble? If that wisdom tooth is putting pressure on the adjacent tooth, it actually causes what's called pressure resorption. Now, pressure resorption amounts to tooth decay. It's not caused by the same forces that cause tooth decay, which, by the way, is acid erosion. But it's still decay nonetheless. So I've seen and had patients who lost their good tooth, their second molar, because they did not have their wisdom tooth extracted at the appropriate time. We've also had, here's the other thing that an impacted wisdom tooth can do, is it can become cystic, a cystiform around a submerged tooth. And as a cyst grows, it creates a hole in the bone, basically, and can eat away at the surrounding structures and cause some serious damage to your jawbone. The other thing is, as a wisdom tooth starts to come in a little bit, and you think, oh great, my wisdom tooth's going to come in, I'm not going to have it extracted, it gets stuck. Once it breaks through the gum line, though, and you have that little opening there, that's like the worst case scenario, because now you have a pathway for food and bacteria to get in there, and they don't, and you don't have a way of cleaning them out. So now you get an infection. It gets all puffy and swollen and sore. And now you have an immediate need to have your wisdom teeth out. And I maintain that if you had just done it when it was first recommended, then you wouldn't have this unpleasant episode. So thanks, Nathan, for the email. I think I forgot to give our phone number. It's 821-1230. So feel free to give us a call with your questions. And a couple guesses for the question of the day have come in. And you might remember that the question of the day is, according to the American Dental Association, what percent of the adult population in the United States does not seek dental care on a regular basis? We have guesses. Monica from Pickerington has sent in a guess of 10%. Philip from London guessed 62%. And Bradley from Sarahsville guessed 28%. You can also... you know, give us a call at 821-1230 or send those emails to dentallyspeaking@yahoo.com. None of those are correct yet, and they're a little bit all over the board, so it sounds like this is going to be a tricky one. But anyway, so then we have, hopefully we've answered Nathan's question about wisdom teeth. Here's an interesting one. How does fluoride work? I mean... You know, when I go to talk to kids in the schools, we'll talk about fluoride because, of course, that's a big topic, protecting children's teeth or young folks' teeth with fluoride. Well, fluoride doesn't make the teeth stronger, per se. I tell the kids this. If I took a tooth that had fluoride in it and set it on the table next to a tooth that didn't and took a sledgehammer, both of them would break. It doesn't make it stronger in that sense. But what fluoride does is makes the tooth enamel more resistant to acid erosion. And remember earlier I mentioned that that's what decay is acid erosion. So when we eat foods, plaque, bacteria, that are in our mouths anyway, they build up on the teeth and they create acids as they live and breathe. Those acids will eat at the tooth surface and... cause decay. Now, teeth are made up of calcium hydroxyapatite. Calcium hydroxyapatite. When you introduce fluoride into the matrix or into the mix as a tooth is developing, that tooth will become composed of fluorohydroxyapatite. It basically replaces the calcium ion. And so fluorohydroxyapatite is fluorohydroxyapatite is more resistant to acid erosion and will then therefore
you know, keeps your tooth healthy. That doesn't mean you still don't have to brush. You still have to be careful. But fluoride, when it's mixed with the matrix of the tooth, actually is more resistant to decay. So, okay. Now, we have more of your questions coming up. And today's topic is the most commonly asked questions in a dental office. You're listening to Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 with Dr. Kvitko. Our phone number is 821-1230. And our email address is dentallyspeaking on Talk 1230, WYTS.
And a run scores to give the Reds a 2-0 lead.
Dunn at the wall, looks up, and bangs into the wall and makes the catch against
him. Here's a high fly ball hit back into deep left field. Burns looking up, it's gone. Home run, Jeff Kepinger all over a 2-0 pitch.
The Reds maul Milwaukee today at 12:45 on Central Ohio's home for Cincinnati Reds baseball. Talk 1230 WYTS.
The Reds are on the
Foreclosure is devastating. You worked hard and made your mortgage payments on time. You sacrificed for the American dream of home ownership, but the unexpected job loss, death of a spouse, illness, divorce, or rising mortgage payments can threaten the dream. Many Ohioans facing foreclosure don't know where to turn. There is help. Take action to save the dream. Go to savethedream.ohio.gov or call 888-404-4674.
Sponsored by the Ohio Department of Commerce. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Toy.
Watch this.
What is this?
This is a screw guide.
Uh-huh.
You put it on top, slide
right.
This over like that.
Then you go.
Punch it down. Bang.
Yeah.
90 degree angle. Don't blink. What are we building today, huh?
Yeah.
It's time to put the power back in your tool collection. Right now at the Home Depot, save $30 to $400 instantly on select power tools from all our top brands. Buy more, save more. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through 4/30 and U.S. only on power tool purchases of $149 or more. See store for details.
Hey. Oh, hey, Deb. I thought you were the radon test guys.
The who test guys?
Didn't you see the paper Sunday? The Surgeon General issued another lung cancer warning.
Oh, like the cigarette warning?
Yeah. They're saying we have to get our houses tested for radon.
I don't smell any radon in my house.
That's because radon is an odorless, colorless, tasteless gas that seeps into your house from underground.
Does this story have a happy ending?
Yeah. You'll be a lot happier once you get your house tested.
Learn more. Visit the EPA at epa.gov/radon. That's epa.gov/radon.
If it matters to you, we're talking about it. Talk 1230 WYTS.
You're always in my heart from early in the morning.
Talk 1230 WYTS. Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. This morning, our topic is the most frequently asked questions in a dental office. And I think it's great because those folks of you that are listening are not numb, which means you're able to ask. And so we have a caller on the line, Buck from Columbus. Buck, what's your question?
Good morning, sir. I have a question about, do fillings go bad? You know, I've had some fillings for about 20 years now, and sometimes I go up and complain. They feel like they're hurting, so I was just curious if maybe, like, over time my fillings are going bad.
Well, actually, fillings do wear out. If it's a silver filling, the edges will get weak and crumble. Tooth-colored fillings tend to wash out. I will say that fillings don't fall out unless there's actually tooth decay involved, because the tooth is locking the filling in. So oftentimes people will say, my filling fell out and then I got a cavity. It's actually the reverse. You got a cavity and then your filling fell out. But if they're actually hurting, that's not a good sign, because tooth decay doesn't hurt. What hurts is when tooth decay gets close to the nerve. And so if you actually have a soreness associated with a tooth that you think has a filling that's gone bad, you need to get into the office, get into us or your dentist, and have that looked at. All right?
Cool.
All
appreciate
right.
it, sir.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Yep. Cheers.
Before we go to the next call, we have a couple emailed guesses for our question of the day, which was, according to the American Dental Association, what percent of the adult population in the United States does not seek dental care on a regular basis? And the guesses we've gotten are Lydia from Groveport, 33%. Angela wrote in a guess, she's from New Albany, of 5%. And Tanira from Bexley, 52%. Those are kind of all over the board, but so far not right. keep your calls and guesses coming in. Let's go back to the phones. Craig in Columbus, what's your question, please?
Yes, I've had problems. I'm 55-year-old male, and I've had problems with gingivitis, bleeding of the gums, pocketing, that type of thing. And
yes.
I had a periodontal work done, and that seemed to clear it up. But I still have that problem. And I went back to a get cleanings every 6 months. But what I've tried to do is this last time, and it seems to have worked, I've used added a rinse. I use a Sonicare brush with toothpaste twice a day, and I've been flossing. And I added this rinse. It's like just a mouth rinse with the Sonicare as the last step. And I've added calcium to my diet, a supplement, calcium citrate, and it seemed to have solved the problem. And I wondered if that was due more to the rinse or to the calcium adding to the gums.
What's the name of the rinse, or what product?
It's a generic, but it's similar to a, what's the most common one? I can't think of the name of it right now.
Are you talking about Paradex?
No, it's just a regular mouthwash rinse.
Like an Act or something with fluoride?
No, it doesn't have fluoride in it. It's alcohol. It's a mouthwash type rinse.
Okay, mouthwash rinse?
Yeah.
Well, and I'm assuming that your dentist or periodontist is telling you that the pocket depths that you experienced, which were probably 5, 6, 7 millimeters, have gone down to 3 and 4?
Yeah, it's improved dramatically. And I know that calcium supplementation, as you get that into the gums, can help. But I just wondered if that was more of the reason or if it was just because of the improved hygiene overall, but it just seems that it's really working all of a sudden.
Well, first of all, that's great to hear. A calcium supplement would do more for a tooth than it would for the gum.
Okay.
I have a feeling that what's happening is you've just become a very good brusher and a very good flosser, and you're being diligent about it. And it's no secret to us in dentistry that it's that physical cleaning of the teeth, every surface, that will maintain the health of your gums. And I think if you were listening last week, you heard me say there's no such thing. The only healthy gum is a bald gum, as far as dentistry is concerned. So if you have any teeth, even one, you have the opportunity to have an unhealthy gum situation.
It's been so frustrating for so long, and then suddenly to see such a dramatic improvement. I'm not sure it was maybe just using the Sonicare as a last step with the rinse is actually getting the sort of, it's got alcohol in it, I think, that's getting it down and actually clearing out some of the bacteria better.
Well, the Sonicare, and in fact, just so that you know, I really believe in the Sonicare. I have several of my patients using it. I've used it. I do believe in sonic technology. And what their big claim to fame is, and it's true, is the Sonicare brush, and they're not a sponsor of the show or anything by any means, but I do believe in the product, is it will clean beyond the reach of the bristles. And so you can actually be cleaning down below the gum line with your Sonicare brush. And if you've ever cleaned your car off in the wintertime of all that grime at one of the spray-it-yourself car washes, where you didn't take a towel or a rag, you just sprayed the car. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
And then let the car dry and look at it, and it's got this fine film of dirt on it still?
Mm-hmm.
And then you take your finger and you wipe it across, and you can see the shiny paint below, right?
Right.
Well, your teeth are the same way. If you don't have your teeth perfectly clean, glassy clean, meaning every last little bit removed, then as far as your body's concerned and your gums, you haven't cleaned your teeth. So I think what sounds like is happening in your case is you're finally now getting those teeth glassy clean and giving your gums a chance to rest and to not be inflamed finally.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just thought I'd pass that on. I just thought that last step of actually using the Sonicare was the rinse.
Right, so you think you were wondering if it was the rinse that was doing it?
Right, that by using the Sonicare with the rinse is the last step. That somehow or other, it's getting down in, and perhaps the alcohol-based content in it or something in that mouthwash is actually interrupting the... Because I've noticed such a dramatic difference, and it's the only thing that I've really done differently.
Well, I'll tell you what. Listerine, for example.
Yeah, I think it's a Listerine type.
Oh, okay.
I see
what you're saying. It's generic Listerine, basically.
Right.
Okay, well then, you know what? That is helping, not because of the calcium, but because Listerine is the best over-the-counter product we have as a rinse that will decrease bacterial growth, and it decreases bacterial growth by about 19%. Now, the prescription products that we have available to us will do that by about 22 to 26%. That's when I mentioned Paradex.
Sure, I've used that too.
Okay, well, Paradex is the prescription strength version, and then Listerine. Okay. What happened when Paradex came out is a lot of these companies said, well, you know what, we're going to test our product. Let's see if our product also kills bacteria. And so Warner Lambert figured out that it did, and then they were able to start making those claims truthfully, of course. And so, yeah, I do believe that that's what's happening in your case, and I would keep doing it, and it sounds like that's good advice for the rest of our listeners.
Yeah, I'd pass that on because it really has made a dramatic improvement, and I've been so frustrated over the years and that I've tried to do what I've been told to do, but it just never seemed to work, and suddenly I'm getting good results, and I think that last step of using the Sonicare with the rinse, getting it down below the gum line, is really making a dramatic improvement for me. So pass that on.
We will. Thanks for your call, Craig.
Bye.
All right, folks, it's time to go to a break. Remember to send in your email guesses or give us a call to guess the question of the day. The question of the day is, according to the American Dental Association, what percent of the adults in the United States do not seek dental care on a regular basis? You can call 821-1230 with your guess or send us an email to dentallyspeaking on talk1230@yahoo.com. We'll be back.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-441-8301. That's 1-800-441-8301. 1-800-441-8301.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your valve stem cover.
Thank you. No cameras.
No, wait,
applause.
Hold on. You're a what?
A valve stem cover.
A valve stem?
Yeah, I cover the valve stems on your tires.
Oh.
Ah, I know your tires inside and out. Mostly out.
Well, thanks, but I'll ask my Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer about tire inflation, rotation, special offer.
Fine, then I'll just keep doing what I do best.
And that is?
Covering valve stems.
Right.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in, keep going.
Okay, open your textbook to page 42. Mr. Frosted Puff Sugar Cereal, I'm talking to you. So when Alexander Hamilton cites the tyranny of the masses, what does that mean to you? Mr. Oatmeal and Banana? Succinctly put, could someone please wake up Mr. Creamfield Snack Cake? Thank you, Miss Four Glasses of Water a Day. Miss Extreme Nacho Extruded Snack Doodles? Why can't you be more like Miss Yogurt?
You are what you eat. Kids who eat better do better in school and grow up to be healthier adults. Learn all about eating better at eatbetterdobetter.org.
Ooh, new toy.
Watch this.
What is this?
This is a screw guide.
Uh-huh.
You put it on top, slide
right.
This over like that.
Then you
punch it down. Bang.
Yeah.
90 degree angle. Don't blink. What are we building today, huh?
Yeah.
It's time to put the power back in your tool collection. Right now at the Home Depot, save $30 to $400 instantly on select power tools from all our top brands. Buy more, save more. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through 4/30 and U.S. only on power tool purchases of $149 or more. See store for details.
Now more than ever, your local Century 21 agent is ready to help you find your path home. Start the journey now by visiting your local Century 21 office or century21.com. Century 21, the gold standard.
Hi, I'm Larry, and I'm a homeaholic.
Hi, Larry.
I can't help it. All I think about is improving my home and yard.
You've all made great progress coming to counseling instead of visiting talk1230wyts.com. Keyword improve for tons of home improvement giveaways.
Sorry, Doc. I gotta go.
Brought to you by Jay Lynn Interiors.
Prematurity comes out of nowhere.
I didn't even realize that I was in labor.
It was a surprise.
He was born not breathing.
Our son was unable to breathe.
Those few hours were kind of a roller coaster.
I remember that moment where they first extubated her and she was breathing on her own. What struck me was the pride I felt, right? That, you know, it's a weird thing to be proud of your child for, to be proud that they can breathe.
Our son's doctor said, you're going to teach your son many things in his life. The one thing he's going to teach you is to be patient. At the end of the day, there's some light at the end of the tunnel.
You welcomed him waking up in the middle of the night because he was alive to be there crying four times in the middle of the night.
I don't think people really realize how hard it is to see your baby lying in the incubator, and there's nothing you can do.
My son's premature birth gave me perspective as to what was important in life.
Join the March of Dimes in celebrating all babies, those born healthy, and those who need help to survive. Go to marchofdimes.com and tell us your baby's special story.
It's more than just talk. It's a soapbox of expression. Get on it now. Talk 1230 WYTS.
Talk 1230 WYTS. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. And we're talking about the most commonly asked questions or frequently asked questions in a dental office. And let me just jump to our question of the day because for the first time in a while, we have someone who has gotten the right answer. Darnell from Columbus sent in his guess or his answer. Apparently he knew what he was talking about, because the answer to the question, according to the American Dental Association, what percent of adults in the United States do not seek dental care on a regular basis? Darnell's answer, which is correct, is 40%. So good job, Darnell. And think about, I'm not sure if he guessed or if he actually knew, but think about that, 40%. I mean, just think of your workplace or your classroom and look around the room and think that almost half of those people don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. Those of you that don't, of course, you understand why. You're afraid. You think it's going to hurt. You think it's going to cost too much or whatever. But this is 2008, people. This is America. I mean, avoiding dental care isn't helping you stay healthy. And keep in mind that dental disease does affect our overall general health as well. So, you know, my goal here with this show is to try to take the fear out of the unknown, because we talked at the beginning about how people fear the unknown. And if you are able to learn a little bit about a topic, it's no longer unknown to you, therefore you don't fear it and you won't be afraid of it. I mean, you won't be afraid to come in. So if you're one of those 40% sitting at home saying, I don't go to the dentist because I'm, you know, heck, it hurts or whatever, give us a call, get your questions answered, and then hopefully you'll be better able to get up your nerve to come into the office and get some care. All right, now, next question we kind of hit on earlier. Oh, I know, before we get too far along, I want to remember to tell everybody that this show is available by podcast. And so if you want to hear the show again, or you have a friend that you would like to hear the show, let them know, send them an email and tell them that they can listen to the show by typing in www.talk1230wyts.com. All right? After you've done that, go to the On Air tab, choose Dr. Kvitko from the drop-down menu, click on the wording that says Go to Podcast Page, click on the Listen tab of whichever show you want. There's several shows there, I think 8, 10, whatever. They're by date. So if there's a particular show you think a friend ought to listen to, just give them the date of the show and explain to them how to get to it. All right, so now, another question that we hit on earlier is this, and I think it's a good question. Why even bother fixing baby teeth if they're going to fall out anyways? Well, because there's a purpose for baby teeth, which is to allow us to function while we're waiting for adult teeth to come in, for one. So infants, toddlers, children need to be able to chew. And I think maybe, you know, nature understood that infants, toddlers, babies don't necessarily eat the right things, maybe a lot of sugar, they put toys in their mouth. And so they're hard on baby teeth. And in fact, in a lot of cases, baby teeth are either worn down or decayed before the adult teeth come in. Now, if you take a baby tooth out, or you just let it rot out prematurely before the adult tooth is ready to come in, the arch collapses, and when that adult tooth is ready to come in, it won't have room. So think of baby teeth as very nice, very functional, tooth-colored space maintainers. All right, they're great for photographs, of course, but they're essentially allowing us to chew and function while we're waiting on our adult teeth to come in. And so, yeah, and of course, we don't want our children to have toothaches. We don't want them to have infected gums. So besides that, I mean, that in and of itself should be a reason why you take care of your child's baby teeth. But if you do get to a point where one has to be removed, it's just too rotten, can't be fixed, and that does happen occasionally, then make sure that if your dentist hasn't already mentioned it to you, that you request a space maintainer. Something be placed on the tooth behind that runs to the tooth in front to hold the space open. All right? So, you're listening to Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 WYTS, also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry But Were Too Numb to Ask. We'll be back after the break.
Become a 1230 talker today at talk1230wyts.com and register to win a family four-pack of tickets to the Columbus Motor Speedway. From your talk station, Talk 1230 WYTS.
Watch this.
What is this?
This is a screw guide.
Uh-huh.
You put it on top, slide
right.
This over like that.
There you go.
You punch it down. Yeah. Bang.
Yeah.
90 degree angle. Don't blink. What are we building today, huh?
Yeah.
It's time to put the power back in your tool collection. Right now at the Home Depot, save $30 to $400 instantly on select power tools from all our top brands. Buy more, save more. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through 4/30 and U.S. only on power tool purchases of $149 or more. See store for details.
Business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-556-1564. That's 800-556-1564. 800-556-1564.
What if it wasn't always about getting ahead? What if you didn't care about being on the fast track? What if your career goals were to change? Instead of flying off to the big interview, what if you flew somewhere else altogether? To embark on a different track. To volunteer in ways you never dreamed of. In places you never imagined yourself being. Like a tiny island in the Pacific, barely visible on a map, but where needs are easy to see. Or a village on the African continent, where just a little training in HIV awareness can change the fate of thousands. What if you decided to share your skills with others and help someone else get ahead? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
At 4:15 p.m. at an office in Michigan, Angie Hicks is not at her desk. She's giving blood at the company blood drive.
At the same time, in the same office, Kevin Meehan is not at his desk. He's at the doctor. Kevin has cancer and needs another round of chemo.
Kevin will need blood to fight his cancer.
Angie's blood will help him win.
When you give blood to the American Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE or visit givelife.org to schedule your appointment to give blood.
Welcome to Ask the Government Employee. John the Park Ranger. How do you find student loans?
No idea. You got any questions about spotted owls?
Just because someone works for the government doesn't mean they have all the answers. Go to USA.gov for official federal, state, and local government information.
Talk is cheap, but we're free. Talk 1230 WYTS.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling.
Talk 1230 WYTS. Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry But Were Too Numb to Ask. And of course, since you're at home now and you're not numb, here's a good chance for you to ask. So, our topic has been the most commonly asked questions in a dental office, besides when can I go home. And we've had some good questions today. Here's another one that came in. It's, wait a minute, let me see, I'm trying to get the name person's name. Ashken in Newark. Ashken, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but question is, Are drills really becoming obsolete? I've now heard on several occasions about lasers and sandblasters to remove decay. Do these really work? Actually, the answer is, so far, there's nothing that will replace the dental drill. On the other hand, the sandblasters, or air abrasion unit as it's known as, and lasers are actually coming around. They're actually starting to become more and more prevalent, doing a better job. The abrasion units, essentially, it's this great big machine. Well, I say great big, but about the size of a television, maybe on a cart. And it has a handpiece on it that puts it's a stream of, it's not really sand, but it does have, it's kind of a pumice, and it has a suction unit attached to it so that those particles don't get in your lungs. And the problem is you can't really sandblast through healthy enamel. So what you have to do is either already have exposed decay, and if you do, certainly you can sandblast it away. Some people claim without numbing and that sort of thing. I never really subscribe to that because I don't want to take a chance that I'm going to hurt somebody. And then the lasers, can do the same. It can take away decay. There are some lasers now that will take away healthy tooth structure. It takes a little longer than the drill. It's a kind of a different process, but still not to the point where it makes it easier than a drill to do. And I'm not 100% certain that there'll ever be something that replaces the dental drill, because enamel is so hard. Enamel is the hardest living substance known to man and women. And, you know, it's, I once had a professor in physics tell me that we have lasers that will cut enamel. The problem is that if we turn it up high enough to cut enamel, and then we slipped off the enamel for even a split second onto, say, the gum, it would cut right through the gum, it would cut right through the person's jawbone, it would cut through the floor. So his contention is there'll never actually be a laser for dental use that will replace the dental drill for that very reason. And, he's a physicist. He's a lot smarter than I am. I tend to believe him, but that doesn't mean that somebody won't come up with a new innovation. And so I guess the answer is, to your question, Ashken, would be yes and no. I mean, some of the procedures that you're having done could be done with those sandblasters, and some of it can be done with the laser, but the dental drill is still not obsolete and probably won't be in my lifetime or yours. So, anyway, yeah, sorry about that. I know that people, you know, can't wait for the day that we don't have the dental drill. On the other hand, it's better than what we used to have, which was, you know, back in the 1800s, early 1900s, the dental drill was big, long, cable-driven motor that the dentist would actually pump, like one of those old pump sewing machines, with his foot or her foot. And then the big innovation from that was to have it motorized, electrically motorized, rather than having to pump, but not much of a difference for the patient, other than maybe the speed had improved. So, okay, well, sorry about that. I know that's not the answer that you were looking for. But, hey, thanks for your call-in questions. Thanks for your email questions. And we'll probably do another show very similar to this, because I can see that there is a lot of interest in these commonly asked questions. And remember what we said at the beginning of the show, which is there is no such thing as a dumb question except for the one that was never asked. And so we're here to answer your questions. We're here to help out. Take the fear away. Take the fear of the unknown away. Don't forget to listen to the podcast, which is www.talk1230wyts. And tune in next week and listen to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko on Talk1230WYTS.
Where you are on the road of small business ownership. You're only a phone call or a computer click away from the SBA and the help it can provide. The SBA provides small business counseling and training through a variety of programs and resource partners. Take advantage of counseling services offered by your local SCORE representatives or participate in training programs provided by your local small business development centers and women's business centers. Thanks to the local small business development center, Aaron Hoskins of Big Rock Cabin in Beaver, Ohio, was able to develop an effective business plan and learn about financing options. Just like Aaron, you too can start and grow your own business. To find out more about SBA's programs and services, contact our Ohio offices in Cleveland, 216-522-4180, and Columbus, 614-469-6866.